بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه توضأ في بيته ثم خرج فقال: لألزمن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولأكونن معه يومي هذا. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه, very great صحابي of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, so he reports, he says that he had made wudu in his house, perform wudu, then he came out of the house and he said to himself, today I'm going to cling onto Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I'm going to be with him the entire day. So he made his intention to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the entire day. فَجَاءَ الْمَسْجِدْ فَسَأَلَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came to the masjid and he asked the people, the sahaba, where is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? فَقَالُوا وَجَّهَهَا هُنَا. The Sahaba told him that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in this direction. قَالَ فَخَرَجْتُ عَلَىٰ إِثْرِهِ أَسَلُوا عَنْهُ وَفَخَرَجْتُ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِهِ أَسَلُوا عَنْهُ. He says, I then followed the traces of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as I went by, I asked the people as to which direction Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone. حَتَّى دَخَلَ بِئْرَ أَرِيس, until he entered the well of Aris. This is a garden in which there was a well there. فَجَلَسْتُ عِنْدَ الْبَابِ حَتَّى قَضَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَاجَتَهُ وَتَوَضَّعَ. So Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem had entered this garden, so I sat by the door until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed his hajat, he relieved himself, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made wudu. فَقُمْتُ عَلَيْهِ, then I went to him. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَدْ جَلَسَ عَلَىٰ بِئْرِ أَرِيسٍ وَتَوَسَّطَ قُفَّهَا. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sat on by the well, and around the well there was a little bit, there was a place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat. So وَكَشَفَ عَنْ سَاقَيْهِ وَدَلَّاهُمَا فِي الْبِئْرِ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just raised his garment till his shin, so his ankles were exposed. وَدَلَّاهُمَا فِي الْبِئْرِ, and then he dangled his feet into this well. So Rasulullah is sitting on the stoop around this well, and he has raised his garment a bit, so just above his ankle, and he has now placed his legs into the well. In other words, he was cooling himself. فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ, I made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ انصَرَفْتُ فَجَلَسْتُ عِنْدَ الْبَابِ, and then I took permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I sat by the door. فَقُلْتُ لَأَكُونَنَّ بَوَّابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam اليوم. He said, I will be the doorkeeper of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today. Then he says, I'm standing by the door. فَجَاءَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ فَدَفَعَ الْبَابِ. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu comes, he knocks on the door. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا, so I'm inside, Abu Bakr is outside, he knocks on the door, I said, who is it? فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ, so he said, this is Abu Bakr. فَقُلْتُ عَلَىٰ رِسْلِكَ, I said, just wait. ثُمَّ ذَهَبْتُ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَذَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ يَسْتَأْذِنُ. I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Abu Bakr, it is Abu Bakr, he is seeking permission to enter. In other words, should I give him permission? فَقَالَ إِذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Give him permission, and with it, give him glad tidings of Jannah. So we commenced the chapter yesterday on giving glad tidings to people. This is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives glad tidings to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala of Jannah. فَأَقْبَلْتُ حَتَّى قُلْتُ لِأَبِي بَكْرٍ أُدْخُلْ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِالْجَنَّةِ. So I went to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and said, enter in the condition that Rasulullah sallam has given you glad tidings of Jannah. فَدَخَلَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ حَتَّى جَلَسَ عَنْ يَمِينِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَعَهُ فِي الْقُفِّ. He says, then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala entered, and then he sat on the right hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the edge of this well. So Rasulullah sallam was sitting on this well, and Abu Bakr radiallahu in the middle of this edge of this wall, and then Abu Bakr radiallahu comes now and he sits on the right hand side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَدَلَّ رِجْلَيْهِ فِي الْبِئْرِ كَمَا صَنَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Exactly what Rasulullah did, he had hung his legs, or dangled his legs in the well. Abu Bakr radiallahu did the same. وَكَشَفَ عَنْ سَاقَيْهِ, and he had also raised his garment, so that his shin was exposed. ثُمَّ رَجَعْتُ وَجَلَسْتُ. I went back to the door and I sat and I waited. وَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ أَخِي يَتَوَضَّعُ وَيَلْحَقُّنِي. He says, I had actually left my brother who was also making wudu at home and having this hope that he will now join me. Then I said, فَقُولْتُ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ بِفُلَانِ يُرِيدُ أَخَاهُ خَيْرًا يَأْتِ بِهِ. If Allah wants good for my brother, then he will bring him here also. فَإِذَا إِنسَانٌ يُحَرِّكُ الْبَابِ. Suddenly there was a person knocking on the door. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. I said, who is it? فَقَالَ عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ. Then it was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. فَقُلْتُ عَلَى رِسْلِكَ. I said, just wait. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَقُلْتُ هَذَا عُمَرُ يَسْتَأْذِنُ. فَقَالَ إِذًا لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. I go to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I tell him, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he's seeking permission to enter. Nabiya Kareem gives him permission and tell him that for him is glad tidings of Jannah. فَجِئْتُ عُمَرْ فَقُلْتُ أَذِينَ. Nabiya Kareem has given you permission. وَيُبَشِّرُكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ and he's giving you glad tidings of Jannah. فَدَخَلَ فَجَلَسَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الْقُفِّ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ وَدَلَّ رِجْلَيْهِ فِي الْبِئْرِ. He says, Umar radiallahu anhu comes now and he sits on the left hand side on this wall around the well. Remember, Nabiya Kareem is sitting in the middle. On the right hand side is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. On the left hand side is Umar radiallahu anhu. And he also does the same, dangles his feet in the well. ثُمَّ رَجَعْتُ فَجَلَسْتُ. I went back to the door and I said, فَقُلْتُ إِيُرِيدِ اللَّهُ بِفُلَانٍ خَيْرًا يَعْنِي أَخَوْ يَأْتِ بِهِ. He still has hopes that his brother will come. He says, if Allah is good for my brother, then Allah will bring him. فَجَاءَ إِنسَانٌ فَحَرَّكَ الْبَابَ. Another person comes and knocks on the door. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. I said, who is it? فَقَالَ عُثْمَانُ بْنُ عَفَانٍ. He said, it is Uthman bin Affan. فَقُلْتُ عَلَى رِسْلِكَ. I said, just wait. وَجِئْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ. I go to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I inform him. فَقَالَ إِذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ مَعَ بَلْوَى تُصِيبُهُ. Give him permission and give him glad tidings of Jannah together with some calamity and test that will afflict him in this world. So remember, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, Nabiya Kareem just said, give him permission and let him enter and give him glad tidings of Jannah. Here Rasulullah says that give permission to Uthman, give him glad tidings of Jannah, but first he'll go through some difficulty here in this world. There'll be some calamity that will come. فَجِئْتُ. I go. فَقُلْتُ أُدْخُلْ وَيُبَشِّرُكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَعَ بَلْوَى تُصِيبُكَ. Enter in the condition that Rasulullah has given you glad tidings of Jannah with some musibah, some difficulty that is going to afflict you. فدخل فوجد القفة قد مريء. Uthman رضي الله تعالى comes and he finds that this wall around the well where they were sitting was already full. Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى in the right hand side and Umar رضي الله تعالى in the left hand side and Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. So there were any place for three people. فجلس وجاهه من الشق الآخر. So he sat on the opposite side of the well. قال سعيد ابن المسيب رحمة الله عليه. سعيد ابن المسيب رحمة الله عليه. He's one of the narrators. He says, فأولتها قبورهم. I interpreted their sitting exactly what the qabrs came out to be. In other words, Rasulullah is buried and a bit lower where the feet of Rasulullah actually is the head of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, but he's on the right hand side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then where his feet is the head of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, but on the left of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how the qabrs are. Muttafaqun alayhi. Wazada fi riwayat. And of course, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he's buried in Jannatul Baqi. So if somebody goes to Jannatul Baqi, and you see, and you stand by the qabr of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, it's directly in line of the green dome, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. So you'll see exactly opposite is Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. وَزَادَ فِي رِوَايَةٍ. In one narration is mentioned, وَأَمَرَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِحِفْظِ الْبَابِ. Nabiya Kareem has told me, commanded me, go stand by the door and be the doorkeeper and take care and see who's coming. وَفِيهَا أَنَّ عُثْمَانَ حِينَ بَشَّرَهُ حَمِدَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ قَالَ اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانَ. And in that narration is mentioned that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, when he was given glad tidings of Jannah with some calamity that's going to befall him, he praised Allah. And he said, Allah's help will be sought. And we know at the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, there was this people who rebelled against him, and they caused a lot of mischief against Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and they surrounded his house, and whilst he was reciting Quran, and they assassinated him. So that was the test that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, for the latter part of his life, some of the people who caused a lot of mischief, the miscreants, they caused a lot of pain to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. But Uthman radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed, and this is the glad tidings of the Sahaba of Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.